Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's Monday, the 4th of November 2024, and I want to talk today about something called web tools. Now, maybe you're using these already or maybe you're not. A couple of weeks ago in our members-only Facebook group, Tom Wyant, he put a post out asking, who's using web tools? Could you post your website so I can have a look? And a couple of people posted their website, which is really cool. And it reminded me that perhaps it's been some time since we've talked about web tools. So what are web tools? Well, you can go and have a look at them now. They're in your portal. You can either just go to tools in the navigation or just go to portal.mspmarketingedge.com/webtools. And what these are is this is something where you can put some engagement tools in your website, and it's really, really easy. Now, what's beautiful is it works with any website. I think there's perhaps one website that we've come across from our members where web tools won't work, because what it is just some code. It's some code where you adjust how the web tools look and you adjust how they're set up, and you do that in our portal, and then that automatically updates on your website. And that's we built that deliberately so that it was really easy for you to use. So at the moment within web tools, you've got four things. You've got a breached email check. So this is powered by Have I Been Pwned, and someone who's visiting your website can go in and check to see if their email address has been breached just by putting it in. There's also a password generator, and this is powered by How Secure Is My Password. So again, they can just go and put a password in and also generate new random ones, and it will check how strong their password is or just give them a new one. Let's not have a conversation about who goes and puts passwords into a website, but let's focus on the generating new random ones, right? There's also then two versions of the same kind of calculator. So we've got a pricing calculator, and if you don't want to use a pricing calculator, we've got a downtime calculator. So a pricing calculator gives people a rough idea of how much your services might cost. So if you've ever wondered, should I put my pricing onto my website or not, this is the sort of the halfway house. Because obviously, you know, the question of how much is it going to cost you to support my business is, well, it depends, right? So the pricing calculator lets you address that and gives them a rough idea of your pricing. So you're not seen to be hiding your pricing. And this is really important. In fact, on the web tools page, I've put a clip of Marcus Sheridan, who's the author of They Ask You Answer, and I interviewed him a couple of years ago, and he gave the best ever answer about why MSPs should put their prices on the website, and that video is on the web tools page. But if you really don't want to go down that route and you don't want to offer any kind of pricing at all, then you can use the downtime calculator. So it lets people easily see how much downtime will cost them and how your service could prevent it. So all of these tools are sat within web tools. They're very, very cool, and they're very easy for you to put onto your website. So simply you just go to, as I say, portal.mspmarketingedge.com, go on to /web tools, and you can see them there, get them set up. It's probably going to take you 20 minutes or so. It really is as simple as that. And of course, we've got direct support to help you if you want to use those. But I really do recommend that you use them. These are secret weapons, right? Now, how you can create a really compelling and interactive experience on your website, not just for leads and prospects, but maybe for clients as well. They're very, very cool tools. So please do go and have a look at those. So this coming Thursday, we're going to give you new content to start using next week. So it's for week commencing the 11th of November, and it's about a new Windows update. You may remember that in a previous update, Microsoft sort of hid the signing out button. They put it behind one of those three dot option things, and lots of people have been able to, or have really struggled to find how to sign out of Windows 11. So in an upcoming update, they're making it very simple again to sign out. They're moving it back to where it was before, so you can find it, which is good, because it means that Microsoft is listening. So that's coming out for you this Thursday. As always, me and my team, we are here, and our mission in life is to make marketing easy for you. If there's anything that we can do to make your marketing easy, in fact, if you have any question at all about anything to do with your marketing, as part of your membership, we are delighted to help you. I have a whole support team. I've got first line support that can help you with easy stuff, second line support for the more difficult stuff, and I am your third line support. So please, we're waiting to help you. If you're in the portal, click on the orange message button. It's not live chat, but you just send us a message that way, or you can always email hello@mspmarketingedge.com.